How's everybody doing? Welcome back to another episode of The Banker Next Door. I am your host, Dr. Joe Berquist. Today's episode, I wanted to talk about what the FDIC and the OCC are doing in regards to M&A transactions. They are both proposing some kind of big changes here in their policy, and they're doing this in the hopes of basically making M&A transactions faster, more transparent, and just hopefully improving the overall process. However, there's a lot of people that don't feel that that's exactly the way that this is playing out. So I want to show you a couple things here today. We're going to walk through a few things, some recent comments, a couple articles. And then if you wait till the end of the video, we'll kind of talk about what do we think this all means at the end. So, but let's jump into a couple things here real quick. So the first thing I wanted to bring you was a piece this week from the PCBB. In their daily BID daily newsletter, they had this out here. So the OCC and the FDIC propose policy changes to enhance M&A transparency. So the quick summary here is the OCC and the FDIC have each proposed rules to enhance transparency around their processes of reviewing M&A transactions under the Bank Merger Act. PCBB summarize the details of each agency's proposal and provide resources to review and comment on the suggested changes. So let's see here. So the OCC's proposal. So the OCC is proposing two substantive changes to how it reviews deals. The first one is they want to remove provisions related to expedited review. So the proposed rule would eliminate the possibility that merger applications could be deemed approved solely by the passage of time. Under a rule adopted by the OCC in 1996, certain merger applications were deemed approved by the OCC on the 15th day after the close of the comment period, unless the OCC takes action to remove the filing from expedited processing. So the SBA wants to remove that, reflecting our view that bank mergers are significant corporate transactions that require the OCC to make a decision. The proposed rule would also remove the OCC's streamlined business combination application that also includes an assumption of another institution's deposits. And the second thing is they would like to outline the general principles in reviewing deals. So the OCC is also proposing a policy statement that would outline the general principles the agency uses in its review of applications under the Bank Merger Act and the OCC's consideration of the financial stability, financial managerial resources, and future prospects, as well as convenience and needs factors. The policy statement would also discuss the criteria informing the OCC's decision on whether to hold a public meeting on an application subject to the Bank's Merger Act. So that's on the OCC side. So now let's take a look at what is on the FDIC's proposal. So in response to the rapidly changing landscape of the financial industry, the FDIC is also reviewing its role in the M&A approval process under the Bank Merger Act. So the FDIC chairman has summarized the role of the following five factors in driving the potential policy changes. They want to minimize monopolization. Number two, the financial resources and managerial capability. The proposal would require resulting institutions to demonstrate sound financial performance and managerial capability. Number three is combating money laundering activities. The proposal outlines considerations for assessing effectiveness in combating money laundering, ensuring merger institutions have robust measures in place to address this risk. I'm sorry, I thought banks had already been doing that for decades. And I thought that, you know, they have this whole thing called BSA and AML, and, you know, banks go through yearly, if not reviews every 18 months by the OCC and the FDIC and the Federal Reserve and the state, banking boards or committees to basically assess how they're running the bank. So that seems like, you know, kind of overkill. Number four, community convenience and needs. The proposal stresses the importance of mergers benefiting the community served. Okay, fair enough. Number five, risk to U.S. banking and financial system. So considering the impact of the Dodd-Frank Act on the Bank Merger Act, the FDIC's review of M&A deals would include a statutory risk factor regarding the stability of U.S. banking and the financial system. The FDIC would evaluate this factor, focusing on entity size, substitute providers' availability, interconnectedness, system complexity contribution, and cross-border activities. Institutions with over $100 billion in assets merit additional scrutiny due to potential stability risks emphasized by 2023 bank failures. And then it goes on to say that although both proposals detail the review process for bank mergers, there are differences in perspective of each agency on the topic. While the commenting period has closed for the OCC's proposal, the FDIC's proposed changes are available for comment until May 19th, 2024. As the proposed rules developed and enter review by their respective agencies, we'll keep you informed of any updates, what's going on. Okay, so now we have kind of laid out the gist for what's going on here. So we got the FDIC and the OCC both wanting to make changes to the bank mergers, the Mergers and Acquisitions Act, or the Bank Merger Act, rather. Okay, so now let's go in here and let's look at this article that just came out yesterday. And this says the FDIC proposes changes to the merger application form. So the FDIC proposed revisions to its merger application form that would require applicants to provide additional information. The proposed changes would require applicants to provide all the analyses, surveys, and reports prepared for officers, directors, or supervisory deal team leads for analyzing an acquisition related to competition, market shares, sales growth, and potential product or geographic expansions or exits. The proposed form also requests detailed information on the relevant geographic markets, including a narrative description. It additionally requests a list of banking products or services provided and directs applicants to use the address of customers to determine the total number of deposit accounts and loans. So public comments on the form and proposed statement of policy are due by June 18th. And then it concludes by saying, you know, industry experts believe the changes create uncertainty, extended regulatory reviews, reduce bank M&A appetite, and open up confidentiality risks. So those are some very interesting comments. And let's hold on to that just for 1 second. So the last thing I want to read you here today is this is from Naomi Snyder, who is the editor-in-chief for Bank Director. So she wrote a blog last week called Creep of Consolidation. So Rohit Chopra, the director of the CFPB, worked as an antitrust enforcer in his former life as a commissioner for the Federal Trade Commission. He's fond of saying rules foster competition. One example, the rule that required wireless companies to port mobile phone numbers to their competitors when a customer chose to switch. In a similar vein, the CFPB's open banking proposal would give financial institution customers the ability to port their data to competitors. He advocated for that as well as the idea that additional rules for mergers and acquisitions would foster more competitive markets to combat the creep of consolidation. It's not the first time he's used that phrase, but Chopra's words provided some additional context for what's driving the thinking behind a recent wave of proposed M&A rulemaking coming out of federal banking agencies. Among them, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corp, where Chopra sits on the board, proposed a new set of bank M&A rules last month. The proposed rulemaking would most likely impact smaller bank deals where the FDIC is a primary regulator, but it does mention heightened scrutiny for any deals that would result in an institution above $100 billion in assets. It also would assess the competitive effects of potential mergers on product or customer concentrations, such as residential loan originations or volume of small business loans, not just deposits. So the OCC also proposed new M&A rules recently for its banks it regulates. And in his remarks, Chopra referenced a shift occurring in Washington when it comes to antitrust regulation. He said antitrust enforcers are no longer a side dish, but a key part of economic policymaking. Instead of looking at economic textbooks, they're analyzing real-world impacts of consolidation on customers and workers rather than just lazily assuming bigger is better. He said they're approaching their work with a renewed sense of rigor and analysis. It's such an important shift that is really underpinning so much of our work. Okay, so there's a lot to unpack here. So obviously the OCC and the FDIC, you know, they're making these changes. And let's go back here for just a second. So the OCC, they want to, you know, remove provisions related to expedited review, and they want to outline general principles in reviewing deals. So, you know, so basically they don't want to turn the approval into like an automatic approval if they don't respond within a certain period of time. They also want basically a lot more information in order to be able to make their decision is basically what it comes down to. And then we go into the FDICs here. So some of this is kind of interesting. So they want to minimize monopolization. Okay, if that was true, then they would look at the fact that the top four banks in this country control almost, 80% of all the bank assets that are out there. So there is a monopoly right now. And if they really wanted to do their job, they would probably look at the big banks in this country and say, hey, you know, we might want to break these banks up and maybe not have some smaller banks. And then that correlates right into number five, which is risk to U.S. banking and the financial system. So I'll put it this way. If a $10 billion bank fails, it's not the end of the world. Life will go on, whatever. If J.P. Morgan fails, what happens? You probably have some serious, serious problems. Our financial system is probably in utter disarray, on the verge of collapse at that point. So I think it gets back to that whole too big to fail question. You know, why are you kind of picking on a lot of smaller little banks that are just trying to get deals done? Whereas, you know, you should probably be looking at some of the bigger banks and the catastrophic losses that you could get there. Community convenience and needs. Okay. You want to look at the impact on the community. Okay. I get that. There's definitely some credence there. But the combating money laundering activities, that seems kind of weak because, we're kind of already doing that. Financial resources and managerial capability. You're basically already doing that. I don't really see how that's something that's always been looked at. So how does that help or whatever? So now we get back to kind of the crux of the deal here, what was said at the end of the other article, which was basically industry experts believe the changes create uncertainty, extend regulatory reviews, reduce bank M&A appetite, and open up confidentiality risks. And I have to agree with those comments and that assessment wholeheartedly. You know, all this is going to do is make the M&A process take a whole lot longer. Basically, it's going to extend the regulatory reviews. I think I reported in previous M&A episodes that at merger and acquisitions right now are already taking about 18 months to complete, which is already a pretty long time frame. And, you know, that's very hard. I mean, if you're a bank trying to do an M&A deal and you're trying to put this thing together, you know, you can't sit around for 2 years, 2.5 years trying to figure out if the deal can get done or not. You got to be able to get that thing deal done and get that completed and get rolling on. So I don't really see at the end of the day how these changes by the OCC and the FDIC are really going to make the M&A process better in any way, shape or form. As far as the creep of consolidation, well, again, if you want to combat the consolidation, I mean, I've talked before in other M&A episodes about the fact that, you know, you don't have any de novo startups. Why don't you make the regulation on de novo startups easier so people could go out and start more startup banks and get more startup banks going? And then that will help with the, you know, digestion of existing banks right now that leads to more consolidation in the industry. That would seem to me like one of the things. Again, it's not a silver bullet. It's not going to fix all the problems, but it's one thing you could do to try to combat the issue if you're worried about, you know, the continuing consolidation of the banking industry. So a lot of things to kind of follow up on. I will continue to keep an eye on this and watch as it's going on. I'll continue to report back to everybody as we get more information on this. But, you know, definitely something to keep an eye on. You know, I'm not saying that the OCC or the FDIC are misguided in what they're doing, but I don't think that the end result here is going to be what they're claiming it is. And that is, it's going to bring all this transparency and make it, you know, easier or try to streamline. I think it's going to do the exact opposite of what they're looking to try to achieve here. So, but like I said, we'll keep an eye on it and we'll continue to see what happens here. So, but I hope everybody enjoyed this this little discussion on what was going on with the OCC and the FDIC. And if you certainly like this episode, please make sure to like, share, and subscribe. That helps the channel. Make sure to leave your comments down below. And please check out some of the other episodes that I've posted up this weekend and that I have previously posted before. That always helps the channel. And check out some of the other episodes that I'm going to be posting this weekend. And I will see everybody again real soon. Thanks a lot.